Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That gives up less than, you know, or right around 20 points a game his entire tenure. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they're doing now.
Right.
I'm confident in what they can do later, but I understand there'll be some difficulties. We know what the now is. So you got to win in the now because the now is pretty good.
And he is so wise beyond his years too, because he even mentioned that in that soundbite. I got these guys around me right now. It's time to, you know, start stacking the championships, and you're not taking anything for granted. It would be real easy to, you know, be a player on a team like this and just kind of take things for granted that this is the way it's always going to be. But Patrick Mahomes isn't that type of guy. He's not that type of leader. He's not the type of guy who gets content with where they are. It's always about striving for more, and no more so than the confetti falling last year on the field in Miami. And Tyrann Mathieu telling Andy Reid, let's go run this thing back. And that's where it took off. And then to have the leaders and the players in place to get it done is really remarkable, because it's so hard to win a championship. And, you know, we hear all the time about Dee Ford being offsides, and this could be the third straight Super Bowl for Patrick Mahomes. But what if you go back to Patrick Mahomes' rookie year? Remember that year Alex Smith was the starting quarterback that year? They ended up making the playoffs that year. They had that home playoff game. They ultimately lost.
I tried not
when to. Marcus Mariota threw a touchdown pass to himself, and then Derek Johnson got flagged for whatever that was,
being too good,
he missed out on that fumble because it
that's
was
right, the forward progress. That's what it was, forward progress when he was driving the quarterback backwards into the ground, and I never saw, and that ref quit after that game, never to referee an NFL
Jeff
game
Triplett.
Again. And so there was
not that you're keeping track of that one.
No,
Triplett.
Yeah, there it is. I couldn't remember his name.
His email address is yeah.
I couldn't remember his name. But you go back to that year, and remember that year the offense was sputtering along. They had those back-to-back games at the Meadowlands in New Jersey where they lost to the Jets and Giants in back-to-back week. Remember those? Those were bad games. And you look at that game against the Giants and Travis Kelce, you know, trying to throw a pass across his body, across the field, and it ended up getting intercepted. Like, they were looking for a spark on offense at that point in time, right? And instead of having Travis Kelce throw passes, what if Andy Reid made the switch at that point in time to Patrick Mahomes and got away from Alex Smith to give that offense a jumpstart? Because that was a really kind of bad time for the offense. They were not getting things done. Things were not clicking. He turned the play calling duty over to Matt Nagy at that point in time. They were trying all
he
kinds
was calling
of different
all the bad
things.
Plays,
right.
And Matt Nagy was
calling
the good
all the
ones.
Good plays, yeah. Right. All of that kind of stuff. And the only change that they did not make that season was taking Alex Smith out of the starting lineup and putting Patrick Mahomes in. Now, Alex had a great year that year, but at that point in time, he wasn't playing great football. I mean, again, they had Travis Kelce try to throw a pass to get that offense jump-started, which was one of the ugliest passes that we've ever seen until Travis threw this last pass. So we're done with Travis throwing passes. But what if Andy Reid had made that switch that point of the season when they were looking to jump-start the offense instead of going out there and having Kelce throw a pass or trying to get creative on offense? What if they just made that switch at the quarterback spot? Who knows? We could be looking at a four-peat right now if they made that switch and Patrick Mahomes played in 2017 the way that he's played since then. Now, you don't know if he was going to do it.
I can't take my mind there, but I know some have. Yes.
But you could also make the case they probably at least win that game against the Tennessee Titans if Patrick Mahomes, they lost 22-21. They probably win that game, or 23-21 as Mitch would say. But if you put Patrick Mahomes in that game and let him play against the Titans, you probably win that game, and you're playing in the AFC Championship game the following week.
I think that's That I can't. That's too revisionist for me.
Of course, it's revisionist history.
Just to say. Well, let's take this kid. We don't know what his development was at that point in time. Sure, he was wowing everyone in practice and what have you. But throwing him in a game, would it have worked? I don't know.
But I mean, look what he did against the Denver Broncos. People were very impressed by that. So it wasn't like he didn't get that opportunity. What if in the second half, with that offense struggling against Tennessee, Andy said, "You know what? Screw this. I'm putting in the kid, and I'm going to let him play." This city would have lost our collective minds.
Yes, it would have. It'd have been awesome.
It would have been one of the most unbelievable playoff moves in the history of the NFL.
And then even the D Ford, I still go back because I feel like that narrative is changed. I think the day after you and I were saying, but they didn't do this, 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 and this.
Yeah,
and now we're singularly pointing to D Ford.
Right.
Like everybody just points to D Ford. Maybe we took our cue a little bit from the team because clearly Andy Reid has said it, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like there was enough stuff that happened in that
game.
They
didn't score in the first half.
That didn't allow you to win that game, and then it ultimately came down to D Ford.
Right.
But it didn't happen, too. You know, if we're doing this 20 years from now and we're lamenting that the first two things didn't happen, then they haven't taken care of business from that point on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like Seattle can lament the not handing it off to Marshawn. Because they haven't gotten back there, and they've gone to the wayside since that point.
They really have.
If you find yourself like Seattle, we will be having those conversations.
Right.
In 15 years.
Right.
Maybe less. But I hope that's not the case. Stack them up now, and then if you win this one, then it's go time. Then it's go time to discuss where you go from here. Because getting back to it is great. I think getting back to it is an accomplishment, but
absolutely.
If they go ahead and win this thing, then it's legit. Like, okay, now where does this thing go from there? You got to stack them up early.
And Tom Brady never went to three straight Super Bowls until the end of his career in New England. The most he ever went to until that end, you know, couple of years in New England was back-to-back. Patrick's already gone to back-to-back Super Bowls. So it's very difficult to get the back-to-back, but he's on pace right now for where he is to just blow past Tom Brady if they continue on this progression.
I do wonder, though, like, if they're able to finish this thing off this year, get a second straight, like, if that happens, do we exercise some of those demons? Because, like, I thought some of the old stuff was going to be out the window,
no, we
right?
don't, because
like,
we were thinking about what we could have had,
like, we
Ryan.
Were going to stop hating Lynn Elliott at some point, right? Like, I thought that was going to happen. Nah, man, like, I saw tons of hate this year for him. I think some people have kind of come around. Some people have said, you know what, no big deal. Now we're moving forward. But I don't get it. I don't understand how we're going to isolate one play in an AFC championship game against D Ford when the offense didn't score for the first 30 minutes.
It feels like an easy point the finger.
No,
at one
and, and we've said that from day one, that it was the first 30 minutes of the game, the offense didn't do anything. Patrick took a bad sack in the first 30 minutes of that game that knocked him out of field goal range. Had he not taken that sack in the first half and got knocked out of field goal range, they kick a field goal there. They got three more points. You don't go to overtime. You win 38-35.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, a radio.com, a sports station. Like it or not, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, there will be no parade.
That's right.
Kansas City Sports Commission says no parade if the Chiefs win this year.
Yeah, and it's the right thing to do.
I feel like I can go, okay, I get it. There's a lot of stuff that's not happening this year.
Correct.
I didn't really expect, for me anyway, I didn't really expect the parade was going to be on the list of things to do.
Well, no team that's won a championship in the pandemic era has had a parade. The Lakers, the Dodgers, I don't know if Tampa did anything or whatnot when they won the Stanley Cup, but there haven't been these grandiose
Tampa's trying to be title town. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's true. They are, absolutely. But there are no grandiose celebrations that are taking place this year because, you know, we're not supposed to gather. What would the optics look like if the city of Kansas City, who's been telling people to stay home for the last year, decided to plan a parade and invite everybody to come out to celebrate the Super Bowl champions?
The Tampa Bay Lightning had a boat parade.
They did, and I'll get to that in just one second, because a boat parade was talked about here in Kansas City down Brush Creek, but you're still asking people to gather on Brush Creek to be part of a boat parade. And can you really fit boats? What are we doing? Some of those tour boats that they have, like, is Brush Creek even long enough to have enough boats to get, you know? So it wasn't going to work from a boat parade standpoint on Brush Creek. They talked about
roll down Brush Creek and like ended up at Texas Toms or something. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. And I don't know where they would have ended. Yeah. But yeah, probably right. Like where the pavement ends along the sides of Brush Creek, like a half mile parade. But that it was
Find
talked
that
about.
Sun fresh
yeah.
over there.
Yeah, yes. Right. It was talked about, but they quickly said, "No, we're not doing that. That just it's ridiculous."
Sun fresh parking lot.
They talked about doing a reverse parade.
Let's just do it on the Missouri River.
Right. They talked about doing a reverse parade where the players would line the route and all the fans would drive past the players and do something like that.
That's
but they
not a horrible
got
idea.
Rid of logistical night. Could you imagine the traffic?
Where are we going to park?
How many? Yeah, right. How many days people would be like waiting to drive? You know, down the parade
then
route
ask the
and all
players
that.
To stand outside and wave.
And yeah, like I went to Christmas in the Park. That was like a 3.5 hour
right,
wait.
Yeah, but see, you got to get there. Lights. You got to get there at 4:30, like we do. Grab a pizza, get there, wait, and then you're in and out. You're out by 5.
Oh, I did the same thing. I got there at like 5. We went to Long Bell, grabbed a pizza, and sat in the car. No, we were there for like 2.5 hours.
Were you really that long? Oh, see, yeah. 5 o'clock may be too late. You're pushing it at 5 o'clock. Oh, you got to go on like a Tuesday
like
at 4:30.
It's a 30-minute window.
Yeah,
it's
Tuesday.
Just, you're screwed.
It's crazy though. When we drove out, the line was all the way back out past Long Bell. And it was a Tuesday night, so you got to get there early and do it on a Tuesday. But the Brush Creek thing was nixed. The reverse parade was nixed. And they had some other ideas, but
it's like
weather,
a reverse mortgage
expense, yeah, COVID, all of this stuff that just it just made it too complicated to do it. And, you know, a lot of these guys and folks in the organization that they really haven't told us this, but a lot of these guys and players and coaches have really been quarantining alone during this season. There have been no extended family, no friends, nothing.
Was talking about after the game the other day, just went home and it was the fiance and his brother. That's it.
Right.
Like he's not been around anybody. And he's talking about his, you know, if other family comes, they're watching games in the other room. I mean, these guys, if they've done it right, have been super isolated.
Right. And so the last thing that, you know, the city wants to do is to try to put something together, have a huge COVID outbreak, because again, we're at a point now in Kansas City where as a city and as a region, we are making some serious strides. We're moving to the top when people talk about great cities, of places to visit, to relocate, to, you know, we heard Mitch talk about how many people have relocated here because of the Chiefs. Mm. Businesses.
I hear the barbecue's not bad.
The barbecue's pretty good. We got a new airport on board. The new downtown stadium will be built before long. Like, this is a city
that to people, aren't
is
piss people off.
Just growing and becoming better. We got the NFL draft coming up in a couple of years. Like, we're becoming a destination type of city.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And so the last thing you want to do is stage an event like this that the optics are terrible, because you never recover from those optics. It's just a bad deal. Every news station, every alleged, you know, TV station that's out there that quote unquote calls themselves a news station will be ripping Kansas City. You just don't need the bad optics for this. And I suggested to them that they need to go back to look at what the Giants did in 1987 when they won the Super Bowl in January of that year. New York City refused to throw them a parade because they play in New Jersey. And so the Giants just got together at the Meadowlands and did a little bit of a rally with no fans, and they put it on TV. Now, that's potentially something that we could do here. It wouldn't cost a lot of money. But again, they just the city and the leaders right now of the Chiefs are very concerned about spreading this disease, as they should be. We've got to look out for each other. We've got to get through this thing. And the last thing you need is a super spreader parade or celebration where it just, you know, gets ridiculous and people start coming down with COVID. And then you got to go out there and try to talk about it. It's nonsense to even think about having it right now.
Yes, I'm good. We can win. It'll count the same.
Right.
We can acknowledge that it won't be entirely the same as a year ago, but it'll count the same.
It'll count the same.
Yeah, if they win it, it's still back-to-back, so let's just take that.
And then we could do that thing, you know, several years down the road, you know, like, I didn't get to give you a real honeymoon, let's have a good one,
yeah, right?
Yeah, right. Like, let's just do that. Let's have a real good
I also party. Made the suggestion you could save the parade to November after the Royals win the World Series and have a dual parade and then have everybody celebrate both teams at the same time, because hopefully at that point in time we can get outside the house.
660 also saying Cass County offered their area to be allowed for a parade.
Yeah.
It's not a factor of whether or not you have the space or the area to
whether
do it.
Whether or not it's a good idea. It's what it is.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't matter if it's here, if it's in Cass County, Johnson County. It doesn't matter where it's at.
They do realize, like, viruses cross county lines.
Well,
right?
It doesn't exist in Cass County. That's all I got.
Gotcha. Hey, if you want to save some money, here's what we're going to do together. Golden Oak Lending right now is dropping their rate to the lowest it's ever been at 1.875%. There's never been a better time to refinance with Golden Oak Lending. Think about that. Their lowest rate in history at 1.875%. You could save hundreds on your mortgage every single month. Find out how much you could save with Zipline, Golden Oak Lending's fast and easy online mortgage tool. The average cash out customer saves $904 a month. And plan. Even if you refinanced as recently as last year, Golden Oak might be able to lower your interest rate even further. In fact, we've refinanced twice in the last 2 years, and you can skip two mortgage payments as well. So take advantage of Golden Oak's free mortgage checkup to learn how much you can save. It's risk-free, no credit card is required, and if they can't close your loan for any reason, the appraisal is no charge. So go to goldenoaklending.com and use the zip line tool and apply at goldenoaklending.com and do what we did, let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. MLS number 114937, 1.875% fixed, 2.913% APR, FHA 15-year mortgage with 20% equity and approved credit, JLB Corporation, 8595 College Boulevard, Overland Park, Kansas.
Playoff coverage brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City.
Who can go faster?
A nice little competition.
It's a rematch of Week 12, of course, Chiefs and the Bucks. And you left me alone, Fesco, the week before this game.
I'm sorry.
And then,
because when I leave you unattended, you do stupid things.
Maybe so. Nailed it though. What the future is going to hold with the Chiefs and the Buccaneers? This was from November the 24th, the week of the game with the Buccaneers.
People probably wanted to see this game on the national level coming up on Sunday and say, oh, this is a potential Super Bowl preview. It's not. The Bucs aren't going to the Super Bowl. Whoops. Chiefs are going to probably go to the Super Bowl. The Bucs are not going. The Bucs are not going to the Super Bowl. I know.
I mean, they might go. It's in Tampa.
So. Yeah, I think as volunteer
Ryan
hosts. Oh, those guys went through the COVID protocol. They're already living in Tampa. We could have them, usher people to their seats.
Tom Brady working that like flashlight showing the aisles.
But that team's not going to the Super Bowl. I know Clay Travis was talking about it a little bit on Fox Sports Radio on the way in this morning. He's like, oh, their only chance is if they get the NFC East in their first game. And yeah, maybe. But that team's not winning at Green Bay. That team's not winning at Seattle, not winning at New Orleans. And the road to the NFC is probably going to go through, if not two of those, all three of them possibly for the Bucs. And that's not happening. So it's not a Super Bowl preview coming up on Sunday.
Whoops.
That's one of your better ones.
Whoops.
That's one of your better takes,
I mean,
Josh.
Maybe if they get the NFC East, check. They're not winning at New Orleans. Check. They're not winning at Green Bay. Check.
Are they going to beat Seed Ushers, Ryan? I'm with you, though, Josh. Again, you and I have been on this Tampa's not that good bandwagon since week 5.
Nailed it. Not a Super Bowl preview.
Oh, my God.
I remember
that's
I was
great.
So adamant about that. And I'm like, oh, and then they won the other day. I'm like, oh, crap. I got to go find this again. So I know I was pretty definitive that the Bucs weren't going to be here. The Chiefs were. The Bucs were not.
That was fantastic.
Very adamant.
I mean, you nailed that thing,
they're not
Josh.
Doing any of those things that they just did. Whoops.
Yeah, you nailed it, man. That was really good. Good job out of you.
You bet.
Yeah. Hey, sometimes we get them right. Most times we get them wrong.
This is why you don't have shoes from the Chiefs yet.
Is that it?
Keep making predictions like this, you'll be stealing all of your kids' stuff.
Maybe.
That was good. I love it.
Congrats to the Bucks.
I was dying last night when you said that. I'm sitting home laughing my ass off. The kid's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, Josh.
Self-deprecation.
Yeah, self-deprecation is the best.
All those things had to happen for them to get to the Super Bowl.
And it did.
It's remarkable. 610 Sports Radio's Chiefs insider Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride. He drops by to discuss the quest for a dynasty next.
You're a dumbass. I want to see how stupid you sound. You look stupid as you look, so goodbye.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.